Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little, the Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I want you to go to 3starleadership.com. Did I say it right, Wally?
You did.
Three star leadership.com, and find Wally's new book, Become a Better Boss, One Tip at a Time. 301, count them, 301 tips on how to be a better boss. And it's an ebook. And how much does it cost?
Costs $9.95.
And it's a deal, folks. You'll thank me later. So they can go there with PayPal or MasterCard, Visa, whatever?
Well, it goes through PayPal, which means they can use any of the major credit cards.
Exactly. So check that out, folks. I promise you, you will like it. And so good job again, Wally. In fact, let's get back into the book. In the previous segment, you talked to us about why write a book like this, why use the word bosses, which I completely like a lot. And so folks, every one of these tips you can read you can hold your breath while you're reading it. I mean, and maybe you can read two of them while holding your breath. They're not long. They're little bitty nuggets, little bitty precious little nuggets of how to manage people a little bit better, just insights. And what are you, 101 now, Wally? So he's hitting around a long time, folks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so what's next? What else you want? What's one of the main tips you want them to know about in the book?
I think one of the things that's in the book as a tip, but it's also when I used to do a lot of training, I got the question is, what's the one thing I should do? If I have to do only one thing as a boss to get better, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And my answer was always the same. It's in the book. It's the most important thing, and it's show up a lot.
Yeah.
Be there, be a regular part of things. If you show up a lot, you can have conversations. Conversations build relationships.
MBWA, right?
Yeah.
Management by walking around.
Or in today's thing, sometimes it's clicking around because you've got a virtual team.
There you go.
You've got somebody someplace. But if you touch base with people frequently, you become a part of their life. Now, you got to do something, too. You got to engage in conversations. You can't be the high horse dude with all the answers. But if you build those relationships, then those difficult performance conversations get a lot easier.
Well, it's easier to do this when you're a small business because your world is not that big. And also another good thing is, you know, sometimes you got news that they don't like. Sometimes you got news they do like. And if you're frequently in front of them, you know, they're not always thinking, you know, what's next, you know,
if you only show up to deliver bad news,
just good news. What if you just show up and don't do anything?
Well, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be there. But we've got, I've been with companies that say, well, you know, the boss should stay inside, even though the crews are outside.
Yeah.
Fixing stuff.
No.
And that's just crazy because. Yeah. Then you're some kind of distant power. You're not a human being. And you got to be a human being to your people, just like you want them to be human beings for you.
Well, the difference is, the one example you gave is where they respect the office. But if you show up, they'll respect the office and the person. And your people don't have to like you. In fact, you don't need them to like you, necessarily.
No, you're not going to go on vacation with them.
But you need to be able to they need to respect you. Here's one I want you to talk about. Try letting go. That's one of the. That's on page 25, folks. So tell us about that. Try letting go.
Try letting go is because of the culture we've grown up in. People who are responsible for group performance tend to think that they need to have the answers and that they need to be in control. But the paradox is, if you let go, you can unleash people's creativity, their energy, their commitment, and most people will honor that. Now, what you got to do is get over that idea that you're the one who should have the answer. You're mm-hmm. the one who should be in charge or in control. And that's what Try Letting Go is about. Just try letting people do their
thing. Well, this is a first cousin to delegating, isn't it? If you can't delegate if you can't let go.
That's true. And the flip side of that, and you'll find this in there too, is that you can only delegate if your people have got the ability to do what you want, and if they're willing to pitch in and do it.
Right. So you got to hire the right people
that aren't willing.
You got to hire the right people. That's what the first rule of delegating is: hire good people, right?
Yeah, and if you look at Laszlo Bock's book Work Rules from a couple of years ago, but he makes that point about Google. But if you hire right, then you can do other things. If you don't hire right, if you don't have people that are going to work, and I would much rather have, if I'm looking for people, and I didn't know this about you until today, if I want to hire somebody, the first person I'm looking for is somebody that grew up on a farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, as a good friend of mine said, you know, when I was growing up, it didn't matter if I was sick or I was feeling bad or what. My job was to go out and break the ice on the water bucket and muck out the stalls.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Wally, send us to the book again.
The book is 3-Star Leadership. That's 3-Star Leadership, all spelled out like one word, .com. And you can find it there. You can buy it somewhere for your friend.
Check it out, folks. Wally Bach.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.